What's up, guys? Marilyn was with us yesterday closing out the 1 Thessalonians book. And so today we've got the time. We're in the 1 Thessalonians sermon series, but why not go through 2 Thessalonians as well, which is a shorter book and it's pretty much an extension of 1 Thessalonians. There's not that many differences. So with that being said, we're starting in 2 Thessalonians today. I've got chapter 1, and I'm just going to read the first 4 verses. But before we do that, here's just a quick context like we do when we start any book. And it's, like I said, it's not all that different from 1 Thessalonians, so that's why this is not a new series. But the who, what, when, where, why, who? Well, it's Paul, and he's writing to the Thessalonians. Again, pretty simple. What? It's a letter, pastoral epistle. He cares about them. We see that in his language over and over again. He's genuinely longing to see them. He had sent Timothy before, written him the first letter, and then he's actually heard a report back. And so that's what precipitates this letter to the Thessalonians, the second one. The when and the where, this is written from probably Corinth on that other missionary journey he was on. And so really not that long after he wrote the first letter. So AD 49 through 51, most scholars believe. And so ultimately he says in chapter 3, verse 11, he makes mention of a report he has heard. So that's what's going on. He wrote him a letter. Timothy came back and he's heard a report through whoever, Timothy and some other people. And so he's writing this second letter as a response to that. So the resounding thing that we, the tone that we heard in 1 Thessalonians was like, y'all are doing good. Keep doing it more and more. And then so he heard a report back. And so now it's a little bit different, right? It's still good, but it's still a little bit different. So he's like, y'all are doing good. Okay. All right. Well, here's something to work on. And so, you know, he's talking mostly the things that they need to work on here in 2 Thessalonians. And we'll get to that stuff. But for the most part, it again deals with eschatology, the end times, and false teaching that goes around that, just misunderstanding that. And then also basic work ethic, like literally going to work 9-to-5 job stuff is they're messing up on that. And so Paul has to address the end times and then the ethics, the do and do not of the end times, specifically as it relates to work. And so with that being said, let's just go ahead and read the first 4 verses. This is the greeting of 2 Thessalonians. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers, as is right, because your faith is growing abundantly, and the love of every one of you for one another is increasing. Therefore, we ourselves boast about you in the churches of God for your steadfastness and faith in all your persecutions and in the afflictions that you are enduring. And so the takeaway from that is, I wrote this, just brag about the good stuff that's going on in church. Brag about the good stuff that's going on in church. Paul's doing that here. The last letter, he says, y'all are doing good. Like, keep doing this, keep doing that. Like, keep growing, guys. And again, we said 2 Thessalonians has some more correction in it. And Paul's going to get to that. But he kind of starts off, you know, how we say like a compliment sandwich. Not necessarily like that, but kind of. He's saying, thank God for you. Y'all are growing. Here's some things you need to work on. And that's basically what's going on. And so, but that doesn't negate the fact that his introduction, he genuinely cares about them. He's genuinely thanking God because it's the right thing to do. And he's obviously seeing that their faith is growing abundantly. And then verse 4, it says, therefore, we ourselves boast about you and the churches of God for your steadfastness and faith and all your persecutions and in the afflictions that you are enduring. And so what's the takeaway is we can apply this, obviously, brag about the good stuff that's going on in church. Paul says he boasts. He himself boasted about the Thessalonian church to others. When it comes to the church now in America, modern 2024, social media feeds, even, you know, reputable Christianity Today, Gospel Coalition, all the whatever Christian circles that you get your news from, don't you know what makes the feeds? Like, it's usually some sort of negative thing. Like, so-and-so, like the Rise and Fall of Mars Hill podcast, like that was the biggest news. Like, everybody talked about it. It was painful. I'm not saying don't listen to that, but I mean, it was big, right? That made the news. It's like abuse of power, cover-ups in the church, a bunch of hypocrites, stories of pastors failing, or certain celebrity people in the church that are like, oh, I'm deconstructing now. Like, that makes the news. Like, that's what people are talking about. Like, people failing, controversy in the Southern Baptist Convention, like, all this stuff. So-and-so did this, so-and-so did that. It's a mess, isn't it? Yeah, it's a mess. Like, that tends to dominate, especially in our current climate, what gets even posted about. I'm not saying that you're even being negative. It's just that the negative is in the forefront. And so I think that's a good opportunity to look at what Paul's doing in regards to the Thessalonians, who are in a different, totally different situation. They're going through persecution and enduring and all this stuff. They're confused about the end times. They have a lot less information and a lot less, you know, biblical. They don't have tablets and smartphones with the Bible on it, but they're growing. And so he's bragging about that. And so I think that's certainly should apply to us. We should brag about the stuff that's going on good in the church. Where are you seeing growth in your life, in your church or wherever at New Vision? What's going on here? Like, hey, this many people got baptized. This group, this, you know, find the good things and brag about those. Paul says he thanks God and brags about them, their steadfastness and faith in all your persecutions and the afflictions that you are enduring. And so when we go through anything, whether it's a sickness or whatever, like if our faith is growing and we're enduring this fallen world and enduring it well, yeah, we might have some things to work on, but we need to look and focus on those good things. And so I hope that's helpful for you all. Y'all have a great day. Doing good. Keep on going. We'll see you on the next episode.